KSL News Time 729 emergency triple team traffic, and you're looking at something pretty big out there in New Farnsworth.
Yeah, this car crashed almost an hour ago southbound I-15, and there's actually trucks near the Layton on-ramp, Layton Parkway. Those vehicles, most of them are gone. Now we're just waiting on the slowdown to clear out, which actually starts now near the West Gate to Hill Air Force Base and Sunset. That goes slow from there all the way to the Kaysville exit. Also beginning to see a lot more backups now on southbound Highway 89, as many people use that as an alternate. Still probably a little bit better than the freeway. But if you're joining up with I-15 in Farmington, Centerville, or Bountiful, you'll have the full speed limit into Salt Lake City, Eric Butler.
Probably ought to add about 10, 15 minutes of travel time to your northbound trek from Point of the Mountain to the south interchange because of several spots of slowing right now. The thickest seems to be right at Bangor or Highway, although you're also slow at 114 South and 90th South, also at the South Interchange. And one southbound accident right at the entrance from 4500 South, and that's not causing any major delays, though. Len Thomas?
Well, Bangor Highway has seen some slowing this morning. Now in West Jordan near 90th South and again 7200 South as you head northbound. And then further north from 3500 South up to the 201 Freeway. 5600 West been spotty and slow pretty much the whole morning from Kearns up to 21st South. And also 4700 South slow from 5600 West to Bangor. Don't let your tax problems keep you up at night. Let Jordan Wilcox help. Visit TaxHelpUT.com today. That's TaxHelpUT.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.